Yeah, so Renee's in the phone. Thank you. Good? Okay, we're gonna start back up. Go ahead, Javid.
Awesome.
And we're good. We're gonna keep going. We don't need to stop here in 3 minutes.
All right, that's great. Thank you. So again, just for information, the new date being December 31st, so that's a change. Some of the key provisions being like, we need to minimize our data collection, which means we only should collect data that we need, not necessarily give us everything and be responsible for that data. We need to provide privacy notices when we collect personal data. Website needs to be clearly have a very visible privacy notice. In some cases, if you go to the website, the privacy notice just pops up. Whether you read it or not, at least you acknowledge that it's there. So we may have to do something like that. It restricts the sale of the data, but also adds some restriction on sharing of the data. We can't sell unless it's permitted by law, but we also cannot.
Motion to adjourn.
We can't even adjourn because we're not being recorded.
Oh, we're being recorded, so you can adjourn.
Oh, okay.
You just lost your form.
This particular one was informational, not action item, so yeah. There would be no vote.
And I'm happy to...
So my motion to adjourn is not just...
And you have presented it recently at other bodies.
Right.
But
did you get the same one at ECC? No, not this one.
This is slightly new.
Okay.
But I can send this attachment.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've got some questions. I mean, you've triggered some thoughts of... Like, we have a portal for people to do their residential exemptions.
Those stuff. Licenses.
It's not necessarily our website, but I love the idea of, like, on every website having the privacy notice. And we've thought about changing our BOE form somehow.
Mm-hmm. And part of that, like, if the third party is hosting our data, they also need to comply with the law, so they need to understand. Oh,
yeah, and a lot of it is our system. But your presentation was triggering like ideas of this. So.
The meeting shut down.
You can't make this stuff up. I said
hey,
stop.
Hi.
How are you
doing? I was doing fine until about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, thank you.
So we'll all hear this again in different forms. I mean, the issue with this, though, is that it's been slow getting traction. So important, obviously. So I don't know. That's the message I want to keep reiterating. And I think those are good points, Richard. You know, like highlighting it in websites and things. Like, I don't know. Keep letting us know what we can do. Did you get a better response to the survey?
Our response rate is 5% at this. 35.
Oh. We're almost done.
Yeah, ours is none. I just haven't
sent. I think it depends on the office because I don't think ours was as hard as I thought.
But maybe a reminder would be helpful.
Yeah.
Yes. I actually had a dashboard that I can happy to share that too because it just shows like response by agency so they can figure out whether it's responded or not. Also, it gives them a list of some of the quiz by program so they also list these are the programs they've submitted and if there's agency.
Are you gonna have that one?
She was on that audit. She was good, and I wonder if that's the plan that she comes back to like verify that we've done things.
I think there's also a change in responsibility in the state level. So previously there was some confusion. There was a state privacy officer and there was a state chief privacy officer. So they kind of distinguish that role. The state person who came here, she's with the state auditor's office. So their role is to go audit the entities and anybody. To make sure that it complies. And the chief privacy officer will provide more trainings and all the material and resources to kind of distinguish like these are the implementation fees and these are the auditing side. But we definitely, I think she'll be happy to give us more information. But the privacy officer is taking the lead on implementing this program.
Does she want to come and be our privacy
officer? She just got appointed the state privacy officer.
Is that still under the state auditor's purview, or is that just totally separate now?
So two different offices. One is the state privacy officer, and then the state audit privacy officer.
Okay.
So these are.
So.
Yeah, one is under the governor, the other one is under the state auditor.
Okay.
Sure.
Since motion to adjourn.
You don't need a motion.
We're all just gonna walk out.
The WebEx shutting down on us. So, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Just got a different license.
I'm asking. Yeah, trust me.